Okay, so today was my first day back at work. Well, it wasn't supposed to be my work day. I work Tuesday and Saturday, of course. But we went in to do the COVID-19 test. This test was the most uncomfortable shit ever. They stuck the Q-tips up my nostrils, trying to touch my brain. It was weird. They did it on both sides. I don't know why they had to do it on both sides. It's clearly, I mean, like, it should be the same thing. And anyway, so, you know, I'm a G. I took that, like, man. But as soon as they stuck it up there, it's like you're getting ready to sneeze. So water started rolling right out of my eyes, like rushing out of my eyes. Looked like I was crying. You about to sit there and cry like that, you know? But it wasn't as horrible as I thought it was. I had to pray. I was talking to God the whole time because, Jesus, I was worried about it because I saw this woman on a video. She was getting one, and, well, she was in the hospital, but they had, like, this clear-looking, straw-looking thing, like, going up her nose, and that woman was, like, girl, I don't know. I felt for her then. I think she was trying to get more sympathy than she needed, but, I mean, I'd rather the Q-tip than it, what she had, because it looked like that hurt. So, I left about 10 something, because we did the test, well, we went in to do the test at 9:50, which they still had it backed up, like, still had to wait. About 10 something, about 10:15, 10:30, I was leaving. Went to pick Day One up, went grocery shopping. Today was the best that I've handled grocery shopping since being in quarantine. I mean, I was just really getting stuff to match things that I already had, so that was a plus. But I had to get a lot of my little basic stuff like milk, butter. Well, I didn't get butter, but milk, cheese, and eggs, and a little more stuff to match what I wanted to cook for the week. So I spent $79, which is way better than what I've been spending, because I've been spending, every time I've been going into Walmart, I've been overspending, I think. So I decided, hey, after quarantine, I've been saving money here and there. Like, I am not about to be spending money crazily anymore. Like, I'm putting myself on a budget, which I should have been done, but I'm putting myself on a budget. I don't start calculating, well, not calculating, but writing it down already. It's like, what have I not been spending money on? Let me look at my little notepad, because this is where I have it. So, budget planning per week. So, today is Monday. I've already spent $96. But, that was gas. I spent $12 on gas because I had gotten gas Friday or Saturday. Groceries, which, and then today, gas was $1.56 too. So, before this pandemic, like, gas was up to something. So, gas, groceries, today I spent $79, which was good, but I'm sure it's gonna have to be more than that the next time I go. Fast food, Daylon wanted Taco Bell, it was $5, so that totaled $96, and I have store stops on here because as I'm working, I sometimes forget to bring lunch or whatever, and I don't eat the food that they have out there, so I sometimes go to the store, which is horrible, but I get like some chips or something just to get me over till I get home. So I put my store stops, I put bring to a minimum. I'm hoping I could stop that period. If I could cut that out. Like, because I want to get everything. If I don't get it during my grocery shopping, then I don't want to get it during the store stop. And sometimes in the morning, I'd be too lazy to pack something or... I'll be like, I ain't gonna want this. Or I'm not hungry right now, so... I'll probably be okay and get to lunchtime. And yeah, so I want to put a stop on the store stops. Want to decrease the fast food as much as possible. I don't really do fast food, but Daylon loves to eat out groceries. I'm going to try to keep that to a minimum too. Especially with Daylon's hair, he is so picky. So, yeah. And gas is another thing. Like before, I would be going to Boiling Brew or End Zone, doing stuff. As 2020 came, I was doing stuff every weekend, and I drive most of the time or whatever. But I do stuff every weekend or just hanging out and stuff, and that's the gas. Like, that's something, driving from home to Baton Rouge, all those times, like, that gas added up, which, if I want to do something, I'm gonna do it, but if I could put a limit on that too, that'll be good. So I'm going to try to get it all together so I can start saving money, hopefully investing it, you know, because it's about time. It's about time. I have some new business ventures coming, so yeah, I'll look out for them. I will definitely keep you updated, and please support your girl. Like, support me. I love y'all. Okay, I'm out.